Today's daf is Nedarim daf Nun Beis, and we are two lines from the bottom of daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis, the Mishnah. Today's daf is being learned. Le'ilui nishmas chayim alaze ben yibadol chayim Reb Shimshon Aryeh, and as a schus refuah shalema, v'chaya devora bas Sharon. So we're continuing along in the sixth perek of Masechtas Nedarim, perek hanoyder menam avoshel, which deals with some of the more technical aspects of the laws of Nedarim, and that is when a person makes a neder and uses certain words, how exactly are we meant to define those words? In short, the answer is that when it comes to Nedarim, you go based on the Lashon B'nei Adam, meaning you don't look up to see what the Mefarshei Tanakh say this word means. You don't look in the Shulchan Aruch, you don't go through Halacha or Haggadah, but really it's what the Olam usually is going to use that particular word for. Now you would think that if when it comes to Nedarim, the rule is that you go based on Lashon B'nei Adam, then based on that, there really shouldn't be Mishnayos and Sugyas and rules and regulations that govern this Sugya, because at the end of the day, it's just going to be whatever the Lashon B'nei Adam is. So if you have a question, go to the Olam and ask them what the Pshat in this word is, or exactly how to be machriya, that suffix. Stating that, we have daf after daf in Shas that discusses these halachos, and as a result, you see there is a component of halacha that definitely permeates and plays a role in this sugya. In fact, in today's daf, we're going to see some real yesoidis that come out and really govern this halacha, which really is based on Lashon B'nei Adam. So as we've mentioned several times, it's a little bit of an oxymoron. Stating that, we do what we do. The Mishnah, two lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Aleph on the day. Zok the Mishnah, if somebody makes a neder, he won't have hana from milk. Mutter bekum. He's allowed to have hana from kum. What's kum? In English, kum is whey. W-H-E-Y, which is a byproduct of milk. So in the process of making milk, there are byproducts, one of which is whey. Whey has a commercial function. You would have thought that if somebody makes a neder, that he won't have enough from milk, he means whey as well, because whey comes from milk. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Hanoy de menach cholov, mutar bekum, for Rabbi Yosi Yosef. Rabbi Yosi says no. Kum comes from chalav, whey comes from milk. As a result, if somebody makes a neder, he won't have anah from milk, so too he can't have anah from kum. Min hakum. What if somebody made a neder, he won't have anah from whey? Multiple chalav. He's allowed to have anah from chalav, because chalav and kum, even though they're closely related, but they're not the same thing. Over here, if you notice, the Mishnah doesn't mention Shitas Rabbi Yosi. And the Ran says that it would seem that Rabbi Yosi over here probably agrees with the halacha, that if somebody makes a neder, that he won't have enough from kum, that he's going to be mutter from chol, right? A very obvious dik. Hanoidim en acholov mutter bekum, Rabbi Yosi Yoser. Hanoidim en akum mutter becholov, and there is no Rabbi Yosi Yoser. So you would certainly think, lefum rihitas ha-mishnah, that Rabbi Yosi agrees with the second halacha of the Mishnah, that if somebody makes a neder, that he won't have enough from kum, he will be mutter to have hana from chalav. Stating that, the Ran says that the Gemara is going to bring a brisa, where in the brisa it's going to be mavur that the Rabbi Yosi Oyser of the Reisha is really going on the Seif as well. And just like Rabbi Yosi holds hanoidim and achalav aser bekum, so to hanoidim and akum is aser bechalav. The problem is we don't have this brisa. So the Ran says, umiu bebrisa b'gemara polik, the Gemara is going to quote a brisa. This is a little Lashon Nedarim Mishunadig in the sense that Nedarim is always a little different. The Ran says there's a brisa that we're going to see on Amud Beis. We don't have this brisa. Either way, another Allah, Abishol, Oimer, Abishol says, hanoidim and akvin, if somebody makes an neder, he won't have enough from cheese. Aser ba, he can't have enough from cheese. Bein melucha, whether it's salty cheese, utfela, or whether it's not salty cheese. What's the chiddush? So the Ran says, because roiv gvinois are meluchas, most cheeses were salted. So you would have thought that if somebody made a neder, he won't have enough from gvina, he means the roiv. He means the gvina that people usually eat. That would seem to be the Lashon B'nei Adam. That's what Abishol was coming to say, that no, if somebody makes a neder from gvina, not only melucha, tefela as well. Another halacha. Anoid ben Abasa, if somebody makes a neder, he won't have anah from flesh. Mutter b'roitev u'bekipa, he's allowed to have anah from roitev and kipa. Now, roitev and kipa are of basa v'chalov taruvah's fame. But what do the words mean? So roitev means rotev. It's the sauce that the meat is cooked in. More technically, what is it? You cook meat in water. The water is going to absorb some of the meat. It's going to taste like meat. And as a result, it would have been a havamino that if somebody made a neder, you won't have anah from basar. You can't eat the roitev either because the roitev has meat in it. What's kippah? Those are little pieces of meat that fall to the bottom of the pot. Those pieces are meat. So certainly you would have thought that if somebody's noidim in abasar, he would be aser bekipa. That's again the chiddush of the Mishnah. That anoidim in abasar is mutter saibe roitev and saibe kipa. What's pshat? Pasha, you would say, because by nadarim you go based on the lashem bnei adam. And the lashem bnei adam is, you mean a shtick flesh. You don't mean the roitev. You don't mean the kipa. I am lamdis, it's meat. Whatever. We're not dealing with lamdis. We're dealing with what the popular definition and translation of these words are. Rabbi Yehuda, however, said that if somebody makes a neder, he won't have anah from basar, he's going to be aser b'roitev ubekipah. If you look at the Ran, it's clear that the Ran had the girsa not v'Rabbi Yehuda oiser, but Rabbi Yossi oiser. So the same Rabbi Yossi who was talking in the first part of the Mishnah, he's the one that said that this is aser as well. Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda. Mais, I'll tell you a story for aser. Later, Rabbi Tarfin, the Rabbi Tarfin once asered beitzim shenes bashlu imoy. So there was a Mais HaShahaya Kachaya where somebody was neider min habasar and people had cooked that basar together with beitzim, and Rabbi Tarfin said that you can't eat the beitzim. And the reason is because the beitzim absorbed the tam of the basar. What do you see from here? You see that it's not just the basar that's aser when somebody is noidim in a basar, but the roitev and the kippah and really anything that has the tam of basar is going to be aser as well. So Rabbi Yehuda brought a story, Kedarkei Bakodesh throughout Shas, to prove what Rabbi Yosi's shita is, that if somebody's noidim in a basar, he's also beroitiv ubekipa amruloisa. They told Rabbi Yehuda kena davar. The story that you're bringing is true, meaning that story happened. However, you're missing a little bit of a detail. A masai. You know what was the neder in that maisa? Was bizman sheyemer basar ze olai. The person hadn't just been noidim in a basar, but there was a certain piece of meat. He looked it between the eyes and he said, this piece of meat right here is the meat that's going to be asar. Oh. In that case, when you say basar ze olai, there it's different. There, it's not just basar that you're asar, but there you're asar beroitev ubekipa, and there you're asar with beitzim shenis bashlu boy. And the reason is, shaham noitim en adav, if somebody makes a neder, you won't have anah from something. And he says ze, then a sarav ba'achar, and then that thing gets mixed up in the taruvis with something else, and yesh ben nois and tam, asar. Then as long as it has the ability to be nois and tam to that other thing, meaning there's less than shishim, more about that later, in the heter, towards this thing that he just asked beneder, the halach is aser, it's going to be aser. So the story with Rav Tarfin was a story where a person wasn't just a noidim and a basar, but he said basar zeh olai, this specific basar. If you say basar zeh, it's different. So there's a very interesting distinction here in the Mishnah. If somebody's noidim and a basar, you're aser just in flesh. Roitiv, kippa, beitzim shenis bashlu imoy, that's all going to be mutter. If somebody asers, not basar in general, but this particular piece of basar, there it's different. Then you're going to be asar in this particular meat, and any roitiv that comes from this piece of meat, any kippa, or any beitzim that were even cooked together with this meat, are going to be asar as well. Now what's the difference? Why is it that if someone's noidim in a basar, it's only meat? But if somebody is noider from basar zeh, then any bliyos, anything that comes from this piece of meat is going to be aser. So the Ran says in one half a line, the kivan da amar zeh, if the person says zeh, shavya anafshe chaticha di isura, in a very literal sense, he was shavya anafshe chaticha di isura, he made this piece of meat aser, v'aser b'yoytz mimenu, and not only are you aser in the general classification of meat, but anything that comes out of this piece of meat is going to be aser as well. Similarly, if somebody makes a neder, you won't have enough from wine, so you'd be allowed to eat a tafshel that has a tam yayin. So it's just yayin that's awesome. But if somebody would cook meat, for example, with wine, it's part of the recipe, that would be mutter. Because you assume it's only real yayin, a glass of wine. That's what he's not going to have anah from. Omar koinim yayin zeh, shani toyim. If the person, however, says koinim yayin zeh, and he adds the word shani toyim, more about that on Omid Beis, v'nafal a tafshel, and then this wine fell into a tafshel, yesh babi noisim tam, a reza aser, then if the yayin is noisim tam, it's going to be aser. I thought a noidim in a yayin is mutter betafshel sheyesh bo tam yayin. That's if you noidim and ayayin in a general sense. If, however, you said koinim yayin zeh, this particular wine, so then Shavya Nafshei Chatichet Yisura, like the Ran said, and in this case, Hareza Aser, it's all going to be Aser. This concludes the first of several Mishnayos, two Mishnayos actually, that we're going to learn in today's daf. Now the Gemara is going to dissect the halachos of this Mishnah. So the Mishnah began with a machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. Hanoidim in Achalav. If somebody makes a neder, he won't have anah from milk. The Chachamim say, Mutter Bekom. You're allowed to have hanah from kum. Rabbi Yossi said, you're not allowed to. Hanoidim in Akum. If somebody makes a neder, he won't have anah from kum. Mutter Bechalav. You're allowed to have anah from Chalav. There's no mention of Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, which would seem to apply Rabbi Yossi's maskim to this halach of the Mishnah, but we already mentioned the Ran that says that just like Rabbi Yossi was chaylik on the first part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi was chaylik on the second part of the Mishnah as well. So according to the Chachamim, cholav and kum are not the same thing. Cholav l'chud and kum l'chud. And even though kum comes from cholav, they're certainly me'inyin le'inyin, but they're not the same thing. Cholav is cholav, and kum is kum. So anoid ben acholav mutav kum. Anoid ben akum mutav cholav. Rabbi Yossi argues. Rabbi Yossi says that being that kum comes from cholav, we look at them as the same thing, even regarding nedarim. So that if someone's noid ben acholav, he's asa b'kum, and if someone's noid ben akum, he's going to be asa b'cholav as well. Freik the Gemara Akasha, according to Rabbi Yossi, Viriminu, I'm going to ask you a question. Min Adashim, if somebody makes a neder, he won't have hana from Adashim. Adashim are lentils, also Ashishim. So you can't have hana from Ashishim as well. So Ashishim are lentils that the Ran says were fried with honey. Good. So if somebody takes these Adashim and then he fries them together with honey, now they're Ashishim. If someone makes a neder, he won't have anah from Adashim. He also won't be able to have anah from Ashishim. Rabbi Yossi mater. Rabbi Yossi, however, says it's going to be mutter. So what's the Gemara's kasha? A steer in Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah said that anoid ben acholav is asa b'kum. Anoid ben akum is asa b'cholav. That cholav and kum, even though they're not the same thing, but being that they're related to each other, the kum came from the cholav, so if you make a neder from cholav, you'll be aser from kum, and vice versa. So how could it be that anoidim and adashim will be mutab ashishim? Ashishim certainly came from adashim. They didn't just come from adashim. They are adashim. It just so happens you fry them with honey, whatever. But you would think that ashishim are more related to adashim than kum is related to cholav. So if Rabbi Yossi holds hanoidim in a cholav, asa b'kum, how could Rabbi Yossi hold hanoidim in a adashim is going to be mutav ashishim? Now the Ran speaks out that it's poshut to me that the Gemara's question is only a question according to Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara's question is not a question according to the Chachamim. Meaning, at first glance, you could have thought that maybe the Gemara's kasha is a kasha according to the Chachamim as well. How so? The Chachamim say, Hanoidim in Acholov is Mutter B'kum. Yet, the Chachamim say, Hanoidim in Adashim is Asav Ashishim. The Teret says, the Ran is its poshut. Adashim and Ashishim, like we just said, are more closely related than Cholov and Kum are. Adashim and Ashishim are hachayna. It just so happens you put it in a recipe, you fried it a little bit, there's a shinui in the tzura, but it's really the same thing. So here the Chachamim hold its aser. Hanoid ben acholav, mutav kum, because it's just a byproduct. It's not the same thing. But the Gemara's kashas in Rabbi Yossi, b'tiras kal b'chaymer. Madach Rabbi Yossi holds hanoid ben acholav is aser b'kum, so certainly Rabbi Yossi should hold that hanoid ben adashim is aser b'ashishim, yet Rabbi Yossi matter. That's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara says, loy kasha mar ki as. This is all about Lashon Bnei Adam. And really the premise of the Machloikis Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim in our Mishnah is based on the way people used to talk when they were describing Kum. Ba'asre the Rabbanon. In Rabbanon's shtot, karu l'chal b'chal b'lukum akumo. When they would talk about Cholav, they would say Cholav. And when they would talk about Kum, they would say Kum. So in Lashon Bnei Adam, Cholav is Cholav, Kum is Kum. Milk is milk, whey is whey. And as a result, anoid ben acholav mutav kum, anoid ben akum mutav b'cholav. Ba'asre the Rabbi Yossi. However, in Rabbi Yossi's town, l'kuma nami karu l'kuma d'chalv. When they would say Kuma, they would not just mean, they wouldn't just say kuma, but they would use the word chalav. They would invoke the word chalav. They would refer to kuma as kuma de chalba. And it's for that reason Rabbi Yossi held that if someone's noidim in a chalav, he's also b'kum, because kum is described as kum de chalva. And the Ran continues and says, it's for that reason also the Rabbi Yossi holds hanoidim in a kum is also b'chalav, because again, kumu and cholav are referred to as one in this lashon of kumah d'chalba, and it's for that reason in the world of lashon bnei adam they end up going down as the same thing. Bottom line is the Gemara now is going to bring a braisa, which is going to elaborate like it always does on the halacha of the Mishnah. Tanya, hanoid ben acholov, muter bekom, min akom, muter bechol. Whose sheet is this? It's the sheet of hachachomim in our Mishnah. Min hacholov, muter begvina. If somebody makes a neder that he won't have enough from cholov, he could eat gvina. Min hagvina, muter bechalov. What's the chiddush? Because cholov and gvina, of course, are very related to each other. Min haroitev, muter bekipa. Min hakipa, muter beroitev. What's the chiddush? Roitev and kipa are related to each other. They're both parts of basar that are not basar mamish. So you would have thought if I made a neder from roitev, it should include kipa, kamash, or not. Im amar basar ze olai. If somebody makes a neder that I won't have anol from basar, but not basar in general. He says basar ze olai, this particular piece of meat, asr boy, then he can't have anol from the meat, ube roitvoy, ube kipoy, like the aloch of the Mishnah. Like the Ran said on Oman Aleph, koshav yanav sheikhatich disra, noid ben ayayin, muta betavshal sheyesh by tam yayin. If somebody makes a neder from wine, he's allowed to have anol from a tavshal sheyesh by tam yayin, amar koinim yayin ze, sheini Tayim, if he says this wine, she any tayim, and then it fell inside a tavshel, yesh beitam yayin, hareza osir, if it tastes like wine, it's going to be osir, and this too was all mentioned in our Mishnah. Vaita, noid man anov him. If somebody makes a neder, he won't have anov from grapes. Mutabi yayin is the lad of anov from wine. Minazesim, if somebody makes a neder, he won't have anov from olives. Mutabi shemen, he's the lad of anov from oil. What's the chiddush? Wine comes from grapes, oil comes from Zaysin. So you would have thought that it should be aser. Kamash mulanas muta. Omar koinim zaysin va'anovim elu she'enoi toyim. But what if he added language? He said, I'm not going to have anov from anovim. But he said, anovim elu. And he said the word she'enoi toyim as well. Then aser behen, he's aser obviously in anovim and zaysin. Ubi yoitse behen, he's also not let have anov from wine. He's also not let have anov from oil. Again, this is essentially the halacha that we saw in the Mishnah Amud Aleph, that if somebody makes a neder from anovim, then what comes from the anovim are mutter. On Amud Aleph, we were talking about roitev and kippah coming from basar. On Amud Aleph, we were talking about a tafshel that was cooked together with wine that has in it blias of wine. Over here, we're talking about the yayin itself that came from the anovim, or the shemen that came from the zeisim. But the bottom line is, if somebody makes a neder in general, no anovim, no zeisim, mutter b'yayin of a shemen. If somebody says zeisim v'anovim elu she'enei toyim, then asur b'hen u'b'yoytze b'hen as well. Zok the Gemara. Boy Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama had the following boy. Elu dafka oy she'enei toyim dafka. So if you look at the Mishnah has a resha and a seifa, very straightforward. Hanoid ben anovim mutter b'yayin, min azeisim mutter b'shemen. Clear. What if he said his ned a little bit differently? How different? He said, "Koinim zaysim v'anovim elu she'eni toyim." Then osir bohen ubiyotzer. Meaning, then there's going to be an iser on the yayin, and there's going to be an iser in the shemen as well. Now, the sefer changed two things from the resha, not one, two. In the resha, he just made a koinim from yayin, and he made a koinim from anovim and zaysim. In the sefer, two things were tweaked. Number one, he said zaysim v'anovim elu. Number two, he said she'eni toyim, which is interesting. And really, that's the premise of Rami Bar Chama's Ibaya. He said, which one of these two shinuyim is the punchline? Is it the fact that he said Elu in the Sefer? That's what changes the halacha? Or is it the fact that he said She'eni Toyim? That's what changes the halacha. Now, the Ran says, maybe both. Maybe you need to change both. And if you don't change both, then the halacha is going to be Mutter B'Yayin and Mutter B'Shemen. But the Ran says that it's clear from the Gemara that the Gemara knew that's not the case. Vaday pshita le'le Rami Bar Chama de b'chad minay usagi. That one of them would have been enough. Ela de mesafke le his suffik was I elu dafko v'loy shani toyim. The loy mahani midi kushani toyim in and of itself doesn't do anything. Oy shani toyim dafka or shani toyim the real lashon. The elu loy mahani klal and elu is what does nothing. Says the Gemara. Now isol gadaitach elu dafka. If you're going to tell me it's elu, then shani toyim lamali. Then why did the Mishnah even mention the word shani toyim? The obvious question, meaning if it's only one of the two lashonis that are dafka, so why would we mention both? So the Gemara says hakam ashmalon. Not as a chiddush. Dafka after ame shani toyim yida ame elu mitzvah v'loy loy. Maybe the reason we mention shani Toyim was to teach me that even if you say Sha'ani Toyim, you still need Elu. I mean, you could add a Havamina that Elu or Sha'ani Toyim. So I'm going to tell you Elu Sha'ani Toyim so that you'll know that the only time Sha'ani Toyim works is if you also say Elu. Now the Ran says that even though the Gemara didn't speak this out, but obviously you have to speak out the reverse as well. That if you're going to tell me Sha'ani Toyim is Dafka, so why would you mention Elu again? So that you should know that the only time Elu is Chashiv is if you also said Sha'ani Toyim. But bottom line, If he said zaysim v'anovim elu one sheni toim two, then the halach is also ben v'yoytzvehen. We're making an assumption that you don't need to say both; it's one or the other. Which one of the two is the punchline of the sefer? Which one of the two is what makes the difference? Amar Rav, Rav said Tashma. I'll bring you a raya from a Mishnah later. Koinim peiros elu alai. If somebody makes a neder on peiros, and this is important. Peiros ha'elu. He says, these peiros should be asa. Or koinim hein lefi. I want these peiros to be a koinim lefi. Asa b'chilu feyem b'gudu lem. So we saw this already earlier. So the halacha is, not only is he not allowed to eat these peiros, but he can't eat chilu feyem or gidu lem. Chilu feyem is if somebody would swap the peiros for something else. He would barter them or he would sell them. So whatever he gets in exchange for these peiros are called the chilu feyem. And the Isser Koinim transfers, just like Hechtish transfers. So the Isser Koinim transfers as well, and the Chilufeim is going to be also. Additionally, Begidulein. If somebody would take a seed from this peri, put it in the ground, and something would grow, whatever grows would be also as well. So Rava made a diak. It sounds like when somebody says Koinim Peris Ho'elu, and again, emphasis on Ho'elu, there's an Isser not only on the peri, but also Chilufeim, and also Gidulein. Now, it's mashma that that if something would come from the peiros, juice, wine, assuming they were grapes, oil, if it was olives, mutter, it sounds like it would be mutter. Aye, he said, elu. Meaning, the Mishnah's coming to tell me that not only is the peiriyasa, but other things as well. Chilufeyem, giduleyem. You're saying good, say better. Tell me also that the yoytzebehen is going to be aser. You know what it's mashma? Yoytzebehen is not going to be aser. Aye, he said, elu. It's a mafurisha Mishnah. Oh, must be elu in the Mishnah's lav dafka. It's she'ani toyim that's dafka. So Rabbi said, Rami Bacham, I'll be poichet yuri boy from the Mishnah later. But the Gemara says it's no. Raya, who had in dafidu be yoytzebehen aser? Could be yoytzebehen is aser as well. And really, the Mishnah, if it was going to list all the chidushim, it would have said, because he said elu, and maybe elu is dafka. Why did the Mishnah say ubiyoytzem? Because the Tanna Mishnah is not coming to tell me all the halachas. The Tanna Mishnah just wants to tell me the biggest chiddush, and the biggest chiddush of that Mishnah would be chilufeim. Meaning chilufeim is a bigger chiddush than yoytzem. Why? Because yoytzem, at the end of the day, it came from it. I mean that it came from it, so it's not such a chiddush that it's going to be aser. Chilufeyim is some foreign item. You have a peri that you said is going to be aser. You bartered it with another peri. That other peri never really was part of your koinim. It's not even a yoytze mehen of your koinim. Kamash mulan, that's aser. Meaning, it's true that yoytze mehen is aser as well. And if the time of the Mishnah was going to be like the ruchel, and it was going to be moina, all the things that are aser, then it wouldn't mention yoytze mehen. So why didn't the time of the Mishnah mention it? Because the time of the Mishnah is not telling me all the halachas, just telling me the biggest chiddush. And the biggest chiddush is chilufeh. Now, why then did the time of the Mishnah say kiduleyem? Gidulein is not the biggest chiddush. Chilufeim is a distant item. That's a chiddush. Why gidulein? So if you look at the Lashon HaGemara, v'hadifa le'lashmi'inan, the chilufeim ki gidulein. The way you read the Mishnah is, asa b'chilufeim u'begidulein, asa b'chilufeim ki gidulein. And Achanami, really the Mishnah is only telling me chilufeim. That's what the Mishnah is telling me, because that's the biggest chiddush. Once I know chilufeim, I know gidulein, I know yo'osim b'yoytzimim as well. Tashmas, or Rav said, I hear. So I can't bring you a raya from that part of the Mishnah, but that Mishnah is a little bit longer. There's another part of it, and I think I can bring you a raya from there. She'eni oichol, she'eni toyim. If somebody says, koinim peiros, she'eni oichol, or she'eni toyim, or like the Ran would say, she'ani oichol, and she'ani toyim, then mutter b'chilufeim u'begiduleim. You'll be mutter b'chilufeim, and you'll be mutter b'giduleim. Now, over here, you didn't say elo. Over here, you said, she'ani oichol, she'ani toyim. And over here, you're mutter b'chilufeim b'giduleim. Ho ha yoytzemehen aser. It sounds like yoytzemehen is going to be aser. Why? Because if yoytzemehen is also going to be mutter, then why are you only telling me mutter b'chilufeim? Tell me a bigger chiddush. Tell me you're mutter b'yoytzemehen as well. We just said that it's a bigger chiddush that you should be aser b'chilufeim. Which means, what's the flip side of that coin? That it's a bigger chiddush that you should be mutter b'yoytzemehen. So if the time of the Mishnah is telling me when you're mutter, and your mutter be yoytzemehem, tell me your mutter be yoytzemehem, because that's a bigger chiddush than telling me that your mutter be chilufeim. And the Mishnah didn't say that. It's Mashma says Rava that Hayoytze Mehen Aser. Now, what do you say over there? Shani Yoichel Shani Toyim. See, Shani Yoichel Shani Toyim in and of itself does not include Yoytze Mehen. Aye, the Mishnah must be Shani Yoichel Shani Toyim. The Mishnah's love Dafko. What's the Dafko part of the Mishnah? It's Elu that's Dafko in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, no, I do Lay Nasa Bereshi Yoytze Mehen. Lay Nasa Nami Besefi Yoytze Mehen. It could be once the Reisha, the Mishnah didn't mention Yoytze Mehen, like the Gemara explained, because that was not the bigger Chiddush. It didn't mention in the Seif of the Mishnah, even though in the Seif of the Mishnah, really it would have been the bigger Chiddush. And again, this is in line with Signun Hashas, that sometimes the Tana, the Mishnah, would rather be consistent and rather be poetic, shades of the Tiferes Yisrael, than even tell me the biggest Chiddush. So you're right. Really, the biggest Chiddush in the Sefer would have been that you mutter be Yoytze Mehen, according to this side of Rami Bar Chama Zibayah. So why didn't the Tana, the Mishnah, mention it? It didn't mention it because it wanted to be consistent. I'd rather be consistent between the Reish and the Sefer than tell you the biggest Chiddush in the Sefer. So again, we're stuck right now with Rami Bar Chama Zibayah, and that is in our Mishnah. Is Elu Dafka or is Ani Toyim Dafka? The Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you a Raya from our Mishnah Namar Aleph. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Maisav, also Rabbi Tarfin Olai, Beitzim, Shenis Bashlui Moi. So the Reish, the Mishnah was discussing someone that was noydim in Abasa. The Chamim said, Mutu beroitevu bekeeper. Rabbi Yossi said Aser, and Rabbi Yehuda brought a Maisa to Rabbi Yossi. The Maisa was that someone had cooked something that was Aser be'isr neder, meat, together with Beitzin, and Rabbi Tarfin said, the Beitzin are not going to be Aser. Why? All it has is Bliyos, it has Tam, it has the proverbial roitev and the keeper of the Basa. And so he said it was going to be Aser. So the Chachamim responded to Rabbi Yehuda, and they said, Kena Dover. It's true, that story happened. However, the neder over there was a different neder. What was the neder? It was Bizman Sha'amar Basar Zeh Olai. He said Basar Zeh. And because he said Basar Zeh, so over there it's different. Now let's see it inside. A Masai Bizman Sha'amar Basar Zeh Olai. Shanoidim and Adavar. Vinasar Ba'achar. Viyesh by the Noisan Tam. Hareza Asar. And being that he said Zeh, it's for that reason it's Asar. Now the Gemara's assumption, which is of course the case, is that Zeh and Elu are the same thing. Zeh is in the singular, and Elu is in the plural. The Mishnah Amud Beis was discussing Anoidim and Anovim from Zeisim, plural, Anovim and Zeisim. So if you said Zeisim v'Anovim, Elu, on Amud Aleph, we were talking about one piece of meat, so it was Basar Zeh. But Zeh is to the singular piece of meat, what Elu is to the plural of Zeisim and Anov. And if you see that when you say Zeh, it assers even the Reutiv and the Kippah, even the Blias and the Platos. So you say, Meres, Zeh, without saying the word Sha'ani Toyim, would be enough to asser Yoytze Mehem. Because in the Mishnah, there was no mention of Sha'ani Toyim. So the Gemara says, you're right, this is checkmate. But Elu loy kami boilon the Dafku. You see from here that Elu, just like Zeh, for sure would asser Yoytze Mehem. Ki kami boilon, what then was Rami Rachamaz Yiboyo? But Sha'ani Toyim, when he said Sha'ani Toyim, where all he said was Sha'ani Toyim, Dafku, I love Dafku, meaning what would be if you said only Shani Toyim. So the Gemara says Tashma, bring your right from somewhere else. Another Mishnah that we had in yesterday's daf. Dog dogim Shani Toyim. Somebody makes a neder on dog dogim. Also behem being dogim being ktanim. Dog means big fish. Dogim eats small fish. So you also big dogim big ktanim. Being chayim being shon. Doesn't matter if they're raw, if they're cooked. Umut b'tiryas srufa, and you're also muta b'tzir. What we need is tzir. Now it says over here tzir. Tzir is the sauce that comes out and the juice that comes out of the fish. Why you also b'tzir? You said, I'm not going to have enough from fish. So why you asked it from tzir? And you didn't say Elu. You didn't say Zeh. Or must be because you said Sha'ani Toyim. Also, you seem a furish that muter b'tzir when you say Sha'ani Toyim. Meaning, if Sha'ani Toyim means that you're going to be Aser, so why you muter b'tzir? Must be that Sha'ani Toyim in and of itself is not enough to be Aser. On my Rava, Rava said there's no Raya because it could be v'kfar yatsim hem. Maybe the Mishnah was talking about not tzir that came out of the fish after you made the nether, but tzir that was already sitting in the refrigerator at the time that you made the nether. So when I made the nether, that tzir had already emerged. That tzir for sure is not included in my nether. The whole suffix here, when you say Elu or you say Sha'ani Toyim, is where I made a nether on fish, and then afterwards something emerged from the fish, such as tzir. Do you say there's like a Shavya Nafshi Chatichat Yisura because you said Sha'ani Toyim or not? That was Rami Bar Chama's advice. So the Maskona, Rami Bar Chama had a Shaila, Elu Dafka, Sha'ani Toyim Dafka, the Gemara tweaked them, Ibaya. That's Pasha, that Elu, like Zeh, is Dafka. If somebody makes an Eder on Elu or Zeh, Shavya, Anafshei, Chaticha, the Surah, and anything that comes from it is going to be Aser. What about if you said Sha'ani Toyim? That was Rami Barchama's Ibaya. The Ibaya was an Ibaya to Yifshita. The Ran talks about what's the Allah Maisa when it comes to all Nadarim and Shvuas. When you have a Teiku like this, when you have an Ibaya to Yifshita, Ayin Shah. This concludes Nadarim Daf Nun Beis. Now, Nadarim Daf Nun Beis is an important Daf, Mitzad Daf. But it's also an important Daf, Mitzad It's Ran. And I didn't count the words, but this is definitely in the conversation. It's in the running of the longest Ran in Masechtas Nedarim, and certainly, without a question, in the conversation and in the running of the most famous Ran in Nedarim. So when you think of the famous Rans in Nedarim, Nedarim Daf Lamed, Das of an Isha when it comes to Kedushin, and it's this Ran right here. That Ran is Negei, well, when you're learning Masechtas Kedushin and the Sugyas of Nash and Nezik, and this Ran comes up in the Sugyas of Taruvah. So it's interesting, the Ran wrote a Pirush on Masechtas Nedarim, but Toich Dvarav, he gave us some tremendous Yesoidis that are Negei, so many different areas in Halacha. So there's an element of Shas Katan in the Ran of Masechtas Nedarim. This is a classic example of it, as the Ran has a very, very important Yesoid as it relates to the laws of Basa V'Cholov and Taruvos and Tam Kehit Tam Keikar and Bittul Berayv, etc., etc. So what is this long Ran here in Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph? The Ran asks a kasha. It was a mvur in our Mishnah that if somebody makes a neder, he won't have hanah from Basa. So the halach is, it's only a piece of meat that you're not allowed to have hanah from. But roite, for example, or kippah, anything that comes from meat is going to be mutter. The same is true if somebody makes a neder, you won't have hanah from wine. And then this wine was cooked together with a tafshel. So the halach is that the tafshel is going to be mutter. It has wine in it, because when the person was noidim and ayayim, what he meant was, I'm not going to drink a glass of wine. Somebody makes a neder, he won't have anah from anavim or zesim. That was the Mishnah on Amud Beis. There too, he can't have anah from zesim and anavim, but wine, for example, or oil that comes from zesim and anavim, that's not going to be a problem, because we assume that the neder was the zayis, it was the anav. That's what he was making a neder. Stating that, the Mishnah said, that if a person would say, Koinem basar ze'olai, or yayin ze'olai, or anavim v'zeisim elu, then the halacha is that he's going to be aser sayin the basar, but also in the roitev and the kippah, or in the yayin and the shemen, or the beitzim shenes vashluboy. Meaning then already, it's not just a piece of meat, or the wine, or the anavim, and the zeisim that are going to be aser. But to the extent that this piece of iser is nisariv with something that's mutter, you are going to have to dan, and you're going to have to cheshbin the fact that you have a little bit of iser here. Meaning it's not just the class of meat now that's going to be aser, but this piece of meat is, like the Ran said, a chaticha di isura, and as a result, you have to deal with it the way you would deal with any chaticha di isura. So like in the Mishnah's case, if you would cook this piece of meat now together with beitzim, what the Mishnah say? Im yesh boi benoisim tam. If the piece of meat would have the ability to be noisim tam in the beitzim, aser, talach is, it would be aser. Why? Because no different than any other chaticha disura. If you would cook a piece of nevela together with beitzim, if the nevela is noisim tam in the beitzim, talach is, the beitzim would be aser. So the same is true now with regards to this thing that you made a nissan eder on. Shavya nafshe chaticha disura, in a real deraisadig sense, and as a result, if you're going to now cook it together with beitzim, and there's going to be a tam of this chaticha di isura inside the beitzim, so the halacha is, this chaticha is now going to aser the entire taruvah. Freit the Ran, we know the halacha is that if you have a taruvah of isur v'heter, to the extent that the isur is nois and tam inside the heter, the entire taruvah is aser. If, however, the taruv, the iser, is not nois and tam in the heter, so then the halacha is that taruva is, it's not going to be asa. But there are exceptions to the rule. There are times where you have a taruva of iser v'heter, even if the iser is not nois and tam, the halacha is, still the taruvas is going to be asa. In the words of Chazal, afilu be'elef loy bat, even if you have 1,000 times heter, keneged iser, where for sure the iser doesn't have the ability to be nois and tam, still the halacha is that taruvas is going to be asa. One of those exceptions, meaning one of the times where we say that if you have a taruvas of iser heter, where even if the iser is not nois and tam, still the taruvas is going to be asa, is a dover sheyesh le matirim. Anything that's asa, however it's yesh le matirim, there's something you can do, there's a move, or something is going to happen on its own. Where this thing can or will become mutter, so then the halach is there's no din of bittul, of there's no bittul beroyf, so that even if the isser is not loisen tam, I feel about elaf loy bot. Freak the ran. There's a mafurish gemara later daf nun tes hamad aleph where the gemara says that koinam lois, anything that's awesome mitam neder is a dover sheyesh lamatirim. And the reason is because if a person makes a neder, it doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be bound by this neder forever. He could always go to a chacham. He could do sheela mutalach mutalach mutalach, and now the issa neder is going to go away. In fact, the gemara says that nedarim there's a mitzvah to do sheela because Rav Nosson said kol anoyder is kilu banabam. So Zok the Gemara, the Kamon and Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, that it's for that reason Nedarim is viewed as a Dover Sheyesh Loi Matir, because there's a way to make a Mutter. In fact, you're obligated to make your Neder Mutter. If that's the case, Freik Duran, I don't understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, the Maisa Shoyu Kachoyu, that Rabbi Yehuda quoted from Rab Tarfin, that there was a story where there were Beitzim, Shenis Bashlu Imoy, with Bosa that was Asa Ben Neder. And what was the Psak? Bisman, Shanoidim that if you have a taruvus of an issa neder together with heter, if it's nois and tam, then it's going to be aser. Says the Ran, it's mashma that if it would not be nois and tam, then it wouldn't be aser. Freak the Ran, even if it's not nois and tam, it should be aser because nedarim is a davar sheyesh lamatirim shafilu be'elafloy bottle, and if it's a davar sheyesh lamatirim shafilu be'elafloy bottle, that means even if it's not nois and tam, still it's going to be aser. So why did the Mishnah say that if somebody says baser zeh, it's going to aser a taruvois only if it's nois and tam? Even if it's not nois and tam, freak the Ran, it should aser the taruvois based on the fact that it's a davar sheyesh lamatirim. And Dovah Sheyesh Lamatirim Afilu Be'elef, meaning even where it's not nois and tam, still loy bottle, the halacha is, it's not bottle. So to answer this question, the Ran says, Chiddush LaHalacha, which he then explains with a very incredible yesoid in terms of understanding how bittul works. But I think it requires a tiny bit of an introduction just to refamiliarize ourselves a little bit with the basic laws of taruvos. So the halacha is that if you have any chaticha visa and it's nis'ariv now together with heter, meaning you have a piece of non-kosher meat and you cooked it together with kosher food, somehow, by accident, a piece of non-kosher meat fell into your pot of cholent, which is obviously being made now with kosher meat. So you have a little bit of iser and a lot of bit of heter. So what's the halacha? The halacha is, if the iser proportionally is able to be nois and tam into the taruvos, then the whole taruvos is awesome. If the isser does not have the ability to be nois and tam in the taruvos, then the taruvos is going to be mutter. It's what we know as tam ke'ikr. If it has the ability to be nois and tam, aser. If not, not. How do you know if it's nois and tam? So Chazal gave us a metric that we can use, and that is shishin. If there's 60 times of heter keneged the iser, so then we assume that the heter is mevatel the iser. If, however, there's less than 60 times heter keneged the iser, then we assume that the iser is not batel, it's being nois and tam, and then the whole taruvos is going to be aser. The truth is, this halacha of tam ke iker, and this halacha of noisin tam is really a chiddush. The reason it's a chiddush is because you would think that if you have a taruvus of issa v'heter, you shouldn't look at whether or not the issa is noisin tam, but rather you should look at what the roiv in this taruvus is. We know that one of the principles that underpin the entirety of Torah Shabbat Peh is the concept of roiv. It's learned out from a pasuk, achrei rabim lahatos, and there's a concept of roiv. Now, roiv in different sugyas means different things. You have roiv that's machriya sveikis. I have a sofik, I don't know what to do in this situation of sofik, so there's a concept of roiv. Called the parish, meruba parish. There's an idea of rubai kakulai. One of the halachas of roiv is bittul beroiv. That if you have a taruvos, so what we say is that the mir is bottled to the roiv, and whatever the roiv is, that now dictates and that determines the way we're going to look at the totality of what it is that we have. So really, based on the gedarim of roiv, I shouldn't care whether this taruvos tastes like issa, doesn't taste like issa. The only thing I should care about is roiv. Is roiv of the chalon kosher meat? Gevaldik, eat it. And if roiv of it is not kosher meat, then besaydi, throw it in the garbage. You can't eat it. Really, what it should depend on is roiv. But that's not the halacha. The halacha is not roiv. The halacha is shishim, 60 times. It's a very, very dramatic proportion. Why? Because as long as the is nice and tam, that's going to be a problem. So what's the makar to this? So it's sugis throughout Shas, Psochim and Nazrav, the Zor and Chulin, and the Gemara learns it out from Sukkim, from the Gule Midyan, Mishra Sanovim, Basav Achalov. Again, this is Kol HaTayru Kula Regalachas. But the bottom line is that we learn from the Kairis that as long as the Isser is being nice and Tam, that's enough to ask it to the Tarus. There's a major machlokes Rishonim, where the Tam Ke'ik is the Raisa, Tam Ke'ik is the Rabbanan. There were those Rishonim that held that the whole concept of Tam Ke'ik is the Din Dei Raisa. I mean, the Gemara brings Psukkim for it. So really, these are real drushes that are telling me that even though ordinarily you would think bittul b'rayv, but you don't say rayv, you go based on tam. Abastan the rishonim that hold that no, tam kicker is merinit a din derabanan, and being that all it is a din derabanan, all these psukim that the Gemara brought were really asmachtes ba'alma. But the bottom line is that's the super duper short version of the sugi of bittul b'rayv and tam kicker, nois and tam, etc., etc. Now, there are exceptions to the rule of tam ke'ikar. Meaning, there are times where you have a taruvus of issa v'heter, where the iser is not nois and tam, and still it's awesome. So that's like a double chiddush. Meaning, loy mi boya, you have roiv of heter keneged the iser, but it's not even being nois and tam, the iser, because you even have shishim times heter keneged the iser. You have elef, and still it's loy batal. These are all dinei derabanan. So that midrabanon, there are times where you're going to have a taruvus of issa v'heter, where it's roiv heter, you even have shishim heter, so the issa is not even being nois and tam, so it's mamish ke'ilu, it's not here in halacha, but afal pikein, it's going to be awesome. Examples of that would be a chaticha haruya l'schabe. So a choshev, a piece of meat, a filet mignon, a cowboy steak, falls into a taruvus, so over there the halacha is going to be a filu b'alaf loy batal. I have 1,000 times of such choshev meat, that's mutter, it doesn't matter. There's a halacha, a filu b'alaf loy batal. A dover sheve minyan, again, because of its chashivus, a beria, because of its chashivas. One of those examples, where even though you have not just roiv of heter, but you even have shishim of heter, where the halacha is, I feel the battle of Floyd bottle, is a dovah sheyesh l'matirim. If the iser is a dovah sheyesh l'matirim, then in a situation like this, it's not going to be a problem. And it's really with this hakdomo that the Ran asked his Gvaldig Akasha here in the Darm Dafnun Bezaman Aleph. That Koinomais you would think is exhibit A of a Dovah Sheish on Atirim, and it's not just you would think, it's a Mefurish Gemara really that we're going to learn together next week on Dafnun Tes, where the Gemara says that being that there's a mitzvah to do Shayla, not just you could do Shayla, it's more than that. It's a mitzvah to do Shayla. So Koinomais goes down as a Dovah Sheish on Atirim, and the Ran says if it's a Dovah Sheish on Atirim, I feel about Elofloy bottle. So what's his Kasha? His Kasha is why is it that if somebody says Bosser Ze Olai, that locha is, if it's Nisai, then, for example, you cooked it together with eggs. That loch is it's awesome, but only benois in time, right? That was the lashon of the Mishnah. Im yesh by benois in time aser. Clearly implying that if it's not benois in time, it's going to be mutter. Even if it's not benois in time, afilu be'elef loy batal, because kainamos is a dovah sheyesh lo matir. So the Ran's teretz to this kasha is a very short teretz. It's a long round, but it's a short teretz. The Ran says that, I think it's muchach from the Mishnah, that even though Chazal said that a dovah sheyesh l'batir mafilu be'elef loy batal, that's only true if it's a taruvos of a min b'minoy, where the iser and the heter are both of the same min. It's meat and meat, it's eggs and eggs. It's min b'minoy. However, if the taruvos is min b'she'enoy minoy, over there, even by a dovah sheyesh loy matirim, there's going to be bittul. It's a chiddush atzum. So that throughout Shas, Dovah Sheyesh Lo Matir, Mafilu B'Elef Loy Batal. But Tzmez Deran, very important asterisk. You have to read the fine print. It's only if it's a taruvus of Min B'Minoy. But if it's a taruvus of a Min B'She'enoy Minoy, over there, that halacha is not going to be the case. And the Ran says that the emes is v'hachi nami isa behed yubi rishalmi beperkin. It's really a mefurish Yerushalmi. So this major chiddush of the Ran, if you look it up, it's a mefurish Yerushalmi. The Ran brings the Yerushalmi verbatim. The Yerushalmi said very clearly that you see from this Mishnah, you see from this halacha, that the only time Dovah Sheyesh L'Matir Mafilu B'Elef Loy Batal is if it's a taruvus of Min B'Minoy. But if it's a taruvus that's Min B'She'enay Minoy, in that instance, you're not going to have that halacha. But the question is why? What's the difference? What difference does it make if the taruvos is min b'minoi or if it's min b'she'ino minoi? If for whatever reason Chazal felt that a dovah she'esh l'matirim, a filu be'elav should be loy batal, so does it make a difference if the taruvos is a min b'minoi or if it's a taruvos that's min b'she'ino minoi? L'chura, you would think not. And it's definitely something that requires hesper. And that's really where this Ran becomes very famous. It's in his hesbara. It's in the way he's mefarish and he explains the distinction in Dava Shiesh Lematirim between Min B'Minoy and Min B'She'ena Minoy. And the Ran says that in order to understand this, you really have to take a step backwards and you have to understand fundamentally the whole concept, the way Chazal viewed Bittel. And I think it's kedai to read about 10 lines from the Ran in Avenig. And it's in the middle of the Ran. It starts with the words V'kach Nirali, in the Oiz V'Hadu Gemaras, those words are bolded. Says the Ran, V'kach Nirali B'tamei Shel Dover. I want to explain to you this Yesoid. Says the Ran, D'chazinu lo l'rabbanu l'rab Yehuda. We know there's a machlokes Rabban Rabbi Yehuda and Shas, the efligu b'min b'minoi y'batol oiloi. Whether any taruv is min b'minoi is batol or is not batol. Rabbi Yehuda has a sheet in Shas that any time you have a taruva is min b'minoi, the halach is afilu b'elof loy batal. Nothing to do with dovah sheish, matirim, chaticha rui, l'schabit. Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is that the whole parasha of bittel, not tam kicker. The whole parasha of bittel was only said if you have a taruva is a min b'sheinu minoi. But any time you have a taruva is a min b'minoi, over there, there's no halacha of bittel. The Chachamim argue, the Chachamim say, just like there's something called bittel when it comes to a taruva is a min b'sheinu minoi, so too there's bittel when it comes to a taruva is of min b'minoi as well. Says the Ran, Rabin b'perka koim etzir habo, the Gemara says, Menach estaf chobez amin alef, d'shnei amikra echa darsho. Say Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that there's no bittel b'min b'minoi, and say the Chachamim that hold that there is bittel b'min b'minoi, they both inferred their respective shitos from the same exact makar. The chsiv, the pasuk says, "V'lokach midam apar umidam hasar." Now that pasuk is in Parshas Achrimos. It's talking about the Kohen Gadol that did the avoda on Yom Kippur, and at some point he would take the dam of the par, that was the special bull that was brought on that day, and the sar echad Hashem, and he would mix the dam together. So he takes the taruvos of the dam apar and the dam asar, and the Torah refers to it as dam apar dam asar. She'afal pishadom yishol par meruba, even though the dam of a par is going to be much more than the dam of a sar. Why? Because a par is a much bigger animal than a sar is, a bull versus a goat. Still korele dam asar. Still the Torah refers to it as dam asar. Almalei batal. And this was Rabbi Yehuda's makar, that min b'mino loy batal. Right, Rabbi Yehuda, ga'ar, this is Rabbi Yehuda's famous makar, that if min b'mino is batal, so why would the Torah refer to the taruvos of the dam apar and the dam asar as also being dam asar? All it is dam apar. Because the dam asar, the l'chayru, was batal to the dam apar. So the Kesavah Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda said, you see from here, the Hainu Taimo Mishon the Mim Amin Eloi Batal. It must be Mim Amin Eloi Batal. And it's for that reason, the Dam Hasar is not Batal to the Dam Apar. And that's why the Torah refers to it still as being the Dam Hasar. Says the Ran. Lefi, what's the Yesoid of Mim Amin Eloi Batal? Shekol Dover Shu Udoim El Chaveroi, anything that's similar to its friend, Enoi Machlishayu Mevatloi. It does not have the ability to weaken and be mevatel its friend. Elo, to the contrary, mamidayu mechasko, it lifts it up and it makes it stronger. The yisoid of bittel is when you have two things that are different. When two things are different, so now they fight with each other on a chemical level. And as a result, we now need to figure out, is it this or is it that? But when two things are the same, they're not machlish and mevatel each other. They're ma'amidu mechazik each other. So that min b'minoi, dam and dam, halt Rabbi Yehuda is loy batal. U'mishamach is fear later Rabbi Yehuda, but kulu isuri, by all isurim, the min b'minoi loy batal. Abiv rabbanon loy mashmaluhu hachi. The rabbanon didn't hold that way. Because the rabbanon held, the mikam makoim, min b'minoi de isser v'heter. If I have a min b'minoi, which is isser and heter, meaning one is isser and one is heter, ein daimim zel lezeh. You can't tell me they're the same. Why would you say they're the same? They're both blood. What do you mean? They're both dam. That means they're the same? What do you mean? Kivan dechad osir v'chad shari. One is mutter and one is osir. She'ein roi leiloich. Says the Ran, the Rabban on hold, that it's not appropriate when you're determining whether two things are the same or different to view them mitzad demyoinam be'etzem. The right way to look at it is from an Issa V'Heter perspective. And if two things are physically the same, but from an Issa V'Heter perspective, they're different, then you're not going to look at them as being the same. So say the Rabban, L'haynu Taimu, the Damapar, in B'Vatel Damasar. You want to know why V'Lach, V'Damapar, V'Damasar, why don't we say that the Damasar is bottled to the Damapar? It's Mishum, the Kivin, the Shneim, Oilin, Kaloyma, Shekshayim, Lizrika, because being that they're both Kasha, Lizrika, Eim, M'Vatel, Zeh, it's for that reason they're not M'Vatel, Zeh. The reason they're not bottle. The reason the Damasar is not bottle to the Damapar is not because they're both Dam. Chum don't care about that. The Chum care about Issa V'Het, they're both Mutter. They're both things that are oil on the Mizbech. And because they're both things that are oil on the Mizbech, that's what makes them the same. And that's why there's no bittel. Says the Ran, the kihechi the Rabbi Yehuda azal achar dimyon ha'etzem. Just like Rabbi Yehuda goes based on the dimyon ha'etzem, azal rabbanon achar dimyon ha'etzer. The rabbanon go based on the dimyon ha'etzer. Ulefichach the rabbanon hold kol shechalukim isav ha'etzer. Anytime two things are chaluk isav ha'etzer, afilu min b'minoi bottle. Even if it's the same min, it's going to be bottle. The havali kamin b'sheinu minoi. Because min b'minoi, where one is isra and one is ha'etzer, says the Ran, is like min b'sheinu minoi. And the reason is because you don't look at the dimyon ha'etzem. This is modern sprach, right? You don't look at the dimyon ha'etzem, but rather what you look at is the dimyon ha'heter. You look at whether one is asr and one is mutter, and to the extent there's an isra and a heter, that's enough to say that they're going to be different. In other words, let's get this clear. Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether mim b'minay is batal or loy batal. Rabbi Yehuda shita is mim b'minay loy batal. Chachamim hold mim b'minay is batal. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that mim b'minay is loy batal? He learns it from v'lokach medam apar medam asar. Why are we talking about the dam asar? It's batal to the dam apar. Must be because it's min b'mina. The Chumim argue. Why? Number one. Number two, what did they do with the drasha of Elachach midam apar midam asar? Says the Ran, that the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda agreed to something fundamentally as far as understanding Bittul goes, but they also disagreed with something fundamentally as far as Bittul goes. They both agreed that in order to have a Bittul, you need that the two things, Sha'al Zeh Anu Donin, should be different. They have to contradict each other. They have to be somewhat at odds with each other. And it's these conflicting energies that somehow create the bittul. The question is, what makes two things the same and what makes two things different? Rabbi Yehuda looked at the Dimyon HaEtzem. Look at the Metzius. Is it the same thing or is it not the same thing? The Chachamim looked at the Dimyon HaHeter. Look at it from a halachic perspective. Look at the spiritual component of these two things. Are they the same or are they not the same? Rabbi Yehuda said, "Mim b'mina loy bato." When I have two things that are the same, there's no bittul because they're from a dimyon ha'etzim perspective, one of the same. So these two things are not machlish and mevatel each other; they're maimen u'mechazik each other. And you know, I know that from the dam apar and the dam asar, they're the same thing. And you see, there's no bittul. The Chachamim say no. Mim b'mina, who cares if it's the same? If one is asr and one is mutter, they're not the same. They're like mim b'she'en eminoi, says the Ran. Because I don't look at the dimyon ha'etzin, I look at the dimyon ha'heter. And you know what? My raya is also v'lokach midam apar midam asar. The reason there's no bittul is not because they're both blood. I don't care about blood. They're both oilal ha'mizbeach. They both have the same spiritual component. They're both something that's going to be miratzin on the yom ha'kodesh. And that's what makes them one and the same. And it's for that reason there's no bittul. So in order to have bittul, you need to have two things that are at odds with each other. What defines two things being at odds? Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. The Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. Where the Mimimina is Batal, Mimimina is Loi Batal. Rabbi Yehuda looks at the standpoint of the Dimyoin HaEtzem, whereas the Chachamim look at it from the standpoint of Dimyon HaHeter, says the Ran, and here's the punchline. Mishum Hachyom Rinon. It's for this reason that Chazal said the Bedavar Sheyesh Loi Matirin Notu Rabbanon. That the Rabbanon hold that by a dover sheyesh loy matirin, the halach is going to be that afilu be'elef loy bottle, that there's going to be no bittle. You know what the reason is? It's mishum chumra with Rabbi Yehuda. It's based on a chumra, it's within the Rabbanon, and it's because of the yisoid of Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Let's see. The kivan she'in dover zecholik men ha'heter legamri be'isav ha'heter. When you have an isra that's a dover sheyesh loy matirin, it's at odds with the heter, because the heter is mutter today, and the Isser is Asr today. But being that the Isser that's Asr today is Yesh Le Matirim, it's going to be Mutter, so it's not dissimilar enough from the Heter. Sharei Afu Soifai Liyos Niter Kamayu. So Amrinon, we say over there, She'enei Batal B'minoi, that it's not going to be Batal. But it's only B'minoi that it's not going to be Batal. This is the punchline of the punchline. Because when it's min b'she'enei minoi, says the Ran, even if you're going to tell me that it's true that the Isser and the Heter are not mamish similar and not mamish dissimilar, because even the Isser is going to be mutter, but being that physically, mitzad the dinyan ha'etzem, they're different. So that's enough to say that they're different, and it's enough to say that there's going to be a bittul. It's dafka where it's min b'minoy, where mitzad the dinyan ha'etzem, they're literally one and the same. And even mitzad the dimyan haheter, they're a little bit the same, because even the iser is going to become mutter. So it's dafka over here that we're going to say that by Yodova Shiech Lamatirim, the halacha is that afilu be'elef is going to be loy batum. Meaning, even though the chachamim be'etzem argue with Rabbi Yehuda, and they don't look at the dimyan ha'etzem, but they agree that the dimyan ha'etzem plays a role. So that if I have two things that are very similar in halacha, because one is mutter, and the other thing is asir, but it's at least a davar sheyesh loy matirin, but siruf, where also there's a chilik in dimyan ha'etzem, because one is min, and the other one is enoy minoy, that's going to be enough to say vital. But where the iser and the heter are too similar to each other, because even the iser is a davar sheyesh lamatirin, and even mitzad the two things, they're min b'minoy, so how exactly am I going to be able to pull off my bittul? And that, says the Ran, is the pshat of my aside. Let's see it inside. Because if you're going to tell me that by davar sheyesh lamatirin there's going to be bittul, even by min b'minoy, they're too similar to each other. Shein shavim b'min, they're the same min, v'oy shein chalukim legamri b'isav ha'heter, and they're not chaluk legamri b'isav ha'heter, because even the iser is davar sheyesh lamatirin mishum hachi lo batal. That's why it's not batal. Ela b'she'ein ha'minoy, dafka where it's ein ha'minoy, kedei she'oysay chiluk sheyesh ben minoy l'she'ein ha'minoy, the chiluk that you have between minoy, which although according to the Chachamim is not the chiluk, but yashlam oisnoi shivush and itoisiv kan mishum dovet shiyesh lamatirim. But at the very least, I can be mitzaref it to the chiluk that I have between the isiv ahetu, which is not a perfect chiluk. That's why I need the tziruf. But tziruf, the two things, I could make it work. Lefisha chiluk shabein aminim sibas habitol. The chiluk between the minim is the sibas habitol. Vashivu noisin shaloyehe betelim. Hilka koshu aser achshav, something that's aser today. Veinu chasim nisuroi. It's good to go through this Ran again and just to see L'shoinei Azov, how beautiful what it is he's saying. But the bottom line is, the Ran gave us a very important Chiddush La'alacha with an underlying Yisoid in terms of understanding Sai Bittol, and more specifically, Dovah Sheyesh Loi Matirin. The Chiddush Lalach is that although throughout Shas, Dovah Sheyesh Loi Matirin, Mafilu Be'elof Loi Batal, however, the only time that's true is if it's a taruvois that's min b'minoy. However, if it's a taruvois that's a min b'she'enoy minoy, then the halach is going to be that Dovah Sheyesh Loi Matirin is going to be subject to the laws of Bittul. And that's the way the Ran answers the Kasha in our sugya. In our sugya, you have a neder, and the neder, you see, is subject to the laws of Nois and Tam. Ay, it's a Dovah Sheyesh Loi Matirin. Because our Mishnah, our Sugi is talking about a min b'she'en ha'minoy, and by min b'she'en ha'minoy, davar she'esh l'matirim is batal. It's true, koinomis is davar she'esh l'matirim, but it's also min b'she'en ha'minoy. I throughout chas davar she'esh l'matirim, I feel about a floy batal. That's talking dafka where it was a min b'minoy, where it's a min b'minoy. Over there, it's going to be different. What's the yisoid? Why should there be a difference between min b'minoy and min b'she'en ha'minoy? So the Ran says, because the whole yisoid of bittul is that two things that are different have the ability to mevatal each other, and for that reason, when you have a davar she'esh matirim, there's no bittul, because the chachamim, this is all in the world of the chachamim, not Rabbi Yehuda, the chachamim hold that what makes things similar or dissimilar, it's you have to look at the dimyan haheter. Are they halachically the same? Their spiritual component, is it the same or is it different? So usually one is asa, one is mutter, hence I have a bittul. However, if even the iser is a davar sheyesh lamatirim, so now they're so similar, I don't have bittul. So I need a little bit of help, a little bit of help. I don't need that much help, because really it is as if I had to, the Ran says, but I need to be mashlim, the shivoy, I need something, a little something. For that little something, min b'she'en ha'minoy would work. To say, oh, they're two different minim. So they're different in terms of the dinyan ha'heter. They're also different in terms of the dinyan ha'etzem. And for that reason, you're going to have a bittul. But that's only true where it's min b'she'en ha'minoy. If, however, it's min b'minoy, then over there you don't have that. Because by min b'minoy, say they're the same. And say the dinyan ha'heter is also too similar to each other. And for that reason, this is not going to work. Bekitzer, the Ran's chiddush is davar sheyesh lamatirim, afilu be'elof loy batal, is only true b'min b'minoy, and it's based on the way the Ran understood davar sheyesh lamatirim, and really the way he understood taruvos. How did the Ran understand why davar sheyesh lamatirim, afilu be'elof loy batal? Because they're too similar. In order to bittul, they have to be different, and in this case, they're Very, very similar. Now, this Ran is a very big Chiddush. It's a Chiddush lahalacha, but it's also a Chiddush in terms of the way he understood why Dovah Shteish Matir Mafilu Be'elef Loi Batal. So what's the Pasha Pshat? Like, what's the simple Pshat? What's the Pasha reason that Dovah Shteish Matir Mafilu Be'elef Loi Batal? The Pasha Pshat is Rashi's Pshat. It's in Be'ed Af Gimel Amid Be'ez. And Rashi says very simple. Rashi says, Bittel is a move. Right? You can rely on Bittel. But it's a b'di'evit. It's not something you jump into. So if you need to use it, you'll use it. But if not, the rabbanim sometimes are going to come in and they're going to say, I don't want you to use it. So Rashi says that the reason Dovah Shteish Matir Mafilu Be'elef is loy batal, because Adshe Nechlenu Be'iser, Nechlenu Be'ed, what do you have to eat a Be'iser for? It's going to be Mutta tomorrow. Do Sheila and then eat it without a Iser. Why do you have to rely on a Bittel? That says Rashi gave a much more Pashit, Balabatish Pshat, in why it is that Adovah Shiesh Matir Mafilu Be'elef is Leibatel, which means that really we have two Mahalchim in understanding the basic halach of Adovah Shiesh Matir. We have Rashi and Be'ya, going backwards on Daf Gimel Amidays, that says, why rely on a Bittel? It's Adovah Shiesh Matir, and wait till it's going to be Mutter, and in that case, you won't have to rely on any Bittel. And then you have the Ran, super duper lumdis, because Bittel's based on the contradiction between these two energies, and when it's Adovah Shiesh Matir, it's not dissimilar enough in order for you to be able to toy for Bittel. But all the Achroinim, Uberoshim the Pnei Yeshua, they ask a Bamba Kasha on the Ran, and maybe we'll get back to this another day, but just the Kasha you have to speak out, and that is that one of the big sugis in Adovah Shiesh Matir is in Be'ya. It's in the first parak of Masechta Be'ya. And the Gemara over there is talking about a Be'ya Shenol de B'yantif, which is a textbook example of a Dovah Shiesh Matirim. And the reason is because Be'ya Shenol de B'yantif is Aser, but it's only Aser on Yantif. After Yantif, it's not going to be Aser anymore. Muktza, Naila, right? Muktza is only Aser on Yantif. It's not Aser after Yantif. And in that Sugi, the Gemara talks about a Dovah Shiesh Matirim. And the Gemara says a Chiddush, it's Rav Ashi in Be'ya Davdalim, not Rashi, Rav Ashi in Be'ya Davdalim and Aleph, where Rav Ashi said that if you have a Suffolk Be'ya Shenol de B'yantif, even though Be'ya Shenol de B'yantif is a Sveikid de Rabbanon, but the Halach is you're going to go L'chumra. Suffolk Be'ya Shenol de B'yantif, L'chumra. Why? Sveikid de Rabbanon is L'kula. So Rav Ashi says, because a Be'ya Shenol de B'yantif is a Dovah Shiesh Matir. And because it's a Dovah Shiesh Matirim, just like you find by Dovah Shiesh Matirim, Afilu Be'elef Loi Batal, so too a Dovah Shiesh Matirim, when it comes to a Suffolk, the Halach is that you are going to go L'chumra. It's freight to Pnei Yeshua. The Bishloim of the way Rashi understood Dovah Shiesh Matir Mafilu Be'elef Loi Batal. It's because why rely on the Kula of Bittel if you can end up doing what you're going to do without relying on the Kula? So I understand Rav Ashi's Sushta, that just like Chazal said, Dovah Shiesh Matir Mafilu Be'elef Loi Batal in the Sugyas of Bittel, so too when it comes to Sveikis. Why be Soimich on a Sveikid the Rabban on the Kula? Just wait until it becomes mutter. And like this, you won't have to do it in a bit. You have it to go away. Just like we're saying, don't rely on Bittel, don't rely on Sveikid Rabban Alakula. But according to the Ran, the side of Dovah Shiesh Matir Mafilu Be'elef Loi Batal has nothing to do with Achen Echlenu Be'iser Teichlenu Be'heter. The side is a major lumdis in Bittel. Because Bittel only works when the things contradict each other. And when it's Dovah Shiesh Matir, even the Iser is a shtickle heter dig. And therefore you need Mimishen and Minay and all the rain. But as nothing to do with it's a svara that you would think is super exclusive to Bittel. So what's have to do with Sveikid Rabban Alakula? What's Pasha Pshat in a Gemara? How do you understand the fact that Chazal Shtel Tzu the Hatsugya of Dovah Shiesh Matirim beyond the scope simply of Taruvahs, but in the Sugya of Sveikid Rabban Alakula? Maybe tomorrow we'll come back and we'll speak out of Mahalach for Rabbi Chanan and we'll talk a little bit of rage, just Poshid Geshmaka rage, as it relates to some of the lumdis. Again, it's not our Sugya, we're not learning Taruvahs, but it is, because Nadarim Dachnun Beis is synonymous with this Ran, and Poshid, it would be impossible to turn the page and not at least acknowledge the Ran. But I just want to go back for 1 minute to yesterday's Daf, say over just a Ha'ara. And it's something that's very negaya this week's parasha. And that is, the Gemara told the story of Rabbi Akiva. Hafachba v'hafachba de kulava. And the Gemara says Rabbi Akiva got married, and his shver, Kabbal Savua, was very wealthy, but he's very disappointed about the shidduch. He made a neder that my daughter and my edim are not going to be able to have any anah from me. And as a result, Rabbi Akiva and his wife Rachel, newly married, are living ba'anius. And the Gemara depicts, in somewhat detail, what that anius looked like. They were living in a beis hateven, in a house with straw. And Rachel, Eishens Rabbi Akiva, had straw in her hair. And Rabbi Akiva is literally plucking the straw out of her hair. And Rabbi Akiva tells her that one day I hope to make a lot of money, and when I do, I'm going to buy you a very expensive piece of jewelry. I'm going to buy you a Yerushalayim d'dahava, the kachava. And as they're having this conversation, Eliyahu Navi comes and he knocks on the door. And he says that my wife just had a baby. It's not true. It's Eliyahu Navi. But he says, my wife just had a baby. And we're poshut homeless. We don't even have a beis ha-tevin. We don't even have straw. And I'm worried for my wife. I'm worried for the baby. Can I please have a little bit of tevin? And Rachel, Rabbi Akiva's wife, hears this. And she's so inspired. She's so moved. And she turns to Rabbi Akiva. We're sitting here bemoaning our plight. We're sitting here, nevach, this is our life. This is our lot. We should be appreciative of the fact that at least we have tevin. There are people that even have less than us. And then Rachel tells Rabbi Akiva, you know something? Zil havi beira. We got married. Al das that one day you're going to go to yeshiva. We're waiting for the right time. This is the time to do it. I want you to go. He goes for 12 years and noch 12 years. And the rest is history. But you see, Eliyahu HaNavi plays a critical role in this story. That's a critical role. Eliyahu HaNavi comes, and Eliyahu HaNavi knocks on the door, and he's the one that somehow inspires her to give the Eitzah to Rabbi Akiva that would result in the great Rabbi Akiva. We mentioned yesterday briefly that the Gemara in Ksuba Stav Samech Beis, Samech Gimel, where the Gemara tells the story there, also mentions, although in a more cryptic way, a role that Eliyahu HaNavi played in the story of Rabbi Akiva. And that is, when Rabbi Akiva came back after learning yeshiva for 12 years, that was the deal they had, and he comes back and he overhears Hahu Saba talking to Eishes, Rabbi Akiva, to Rachel, and he's saying not nice things about Rabbi Akiva, and then she says, really, you think that my husband didn't treat me well? I got news for you. If my husband went back and he learned the yeshiva for another 12 years, there'd be no one happier than me. Rabbi Akiva says, I can't believe I just heard this. He turns around, he doesn't stop, and he goes back and he learns for another 12 years. Yedeya tzadik nefesh behemta, and he goes and he learns for another 12 years. Tosfos says in Chulin Daf Vav Amud Aleph, he brings it from Yeshayimrim, that every time it says in Shas Ahu Saba, it's Eliyahu HaNavi. So it was Eliyahu HaNavi that was talking to Rachel Eishes Rabbi Akiva. So here's the Hergish. This week's parasha, parasha is Vayeshev. So the pasuk tells the story of Mechiras Yosef. So Yosef is sold into slavery. And really, the prelude to the story is that the pasuk says that the brothers of Yosef, Vayelchu Echav, Liroi says, Soin Aviyam B'Shechem. The Shvatim, they went to be busy with the tzoyin of their father in Shechem. Vayom Yisrael Yosef, Yisrael told Yosef, Haloi Achecho, Royim B'Shechem. You know, your brothers are in Shechem now. L'cho ve'eshlochacha aleim. I want you to go with a shlichus. So Yaakov sends Yosef as a shliach to go find the brothers in Shechem. Vayom Eloi, hineini, kibur aveim. Vayom Eloi, and he told him, Leich no re'ei eshloim achecho ve'eshloim atzoyin. I want you to go see how your brothers are doing, how the sheep are doing. V'ashiveini dover, and come back, and I want a response. V'yishlocheu me'eim echevrim v'yovei Shechem. And he came to Shechem. When Yosef arrived to Shechem, the pasuk says, v'yimtzo'eyu ish. He met a person. And clearly, Yosef was lost, he was far-blundered, he's trying to find the brothers, and he couldn't find them. So this man saw that Yosef was lost, so he asked him, tell me, what are you looking for? Who are you looking for? So Yosef said, I'm looking for my brothers. Maybe you know where they are? I'm trying to find them. So the man said, you know something? I think I saw your brothers. They were here, but they left. Because I overheard them saying, Nelcha Dosoino, let's go to Doison. That's where they are. I'm pretty sure they're in the direction of Doison. Vayelich Yosef Acher Echav. So Yosef got up and he followed his brothers. Vayim Tsoim the Doison, and he found them in Doison. Vayeroisem Erochik. And as Yosef is walking towards the brothers, he's all excited. And they see him coming. And the pasuk says, Vayisnaklu Oiselam Yisoi. They were sitting and they were plotting, they wanted to kill him. Vayerush Alochiv. And one brother told the other brother, Hine Balach Aloim Salazeba. Ah, it's game on. And you have a little drum roll. And here's the Balach HaLoyim Beis. He's coming. V'ata, now's the time. L'chu, let's go. V'nahargeu, let's kill him. V'nashlicheu, v'achad abayreus. And we're going to say, Achayero, kill him. V'nirem mayu, chalim moysa. And as they say, the rest is history. So Yosef HaTzadik goes to Shechem. That's what his father told him to do. Go find your brothers. See how they're doing. V'ablonjit. A man sees him. He puts him on a path to Doisan. He goes to Doisan. And he finds his brothers. Rashi says, who is this person that directed Yosef to go to Doisan? It says Vayimtzo Eyu Ish. Who was the Ish? So Rashi says that Gavriel. It was Gavriel. It was the Malach Gavriel. Shenemar veho Ish Gavriel. The pasuk says veho Ish Gavriel Daniel Periktes, and it was none other than the Malach Gavriel. But if you look in the Ramban says what Rashi says essentially, but he says it in a little bit greater detail. The Ramban asks Akasha. He says, why is this important in the narrative of the story? Why do we have to know this? Why is it important that Yosef HaTzadik first went to Shechem? And when he went to Shechem, he couldn't find the brothers. He couldn't find the tzayin. He got lost. He was verblunjet. A man found him. The man told him, this is the way you're supposed to go. Right, you're going somewhere, and then all of a sudden, you're not sure where you're going, and you find directions, and someone tells you, make a right, then a left, yashar, yashar, and you go, and boom, you end up finding. Why is that important? Every word is bidik to godol. Sefreik the Ramban, why is the Torah being so mayrich? So Raman says two pshatim. Here's the second pshat. Because the Torah is coming to teach us a lesson. Because any gzeira that comes from Shemayim is emes. And if the Eibishter wants something to happen, it's going to happen. And it's for that reason the Torah wanted us to know that Yosef HaTzadik's destiny was to end up being sold into slavery and to become the viceroy in Egypt. And to become the reason that Yaakov Ubanov would end up in Mitzrayim, so that the Yidden would be slaves in Mitzrayim, so that Acher Ken Yetzer Bruchush Gadol, and that the Yidden would be in the Midbar, they'd be Mekabel the Torah, they'd end up going to Eretz Yisrael, and it would be Bishreishis, Bishvil HaTorah, Bishvil Yisrael, Shenikru Reishis. And it was inevitable that Yosef was going to have this encounter with his brothers, where the brothers were going to say, Hine Balach Aloymas, it's coming, and Lomazen, what's going to be with his dreams? So to set this whole path into motion. And says the Ramban, that the Torah wants us to understand, Ki zi mein lo yakodesh baruch hu meire derech, that the Eibishter prepared for Yosef a meire derech, mi daitoi lahavioi biyodam. So that regardless of whether the brothers were in Shechem or weren't in Shechem, there was going to be somewhere that ultimately was going to point him in the direction of his brothers so that he would realize his fate. Ulazen eskabnu Rabbi Seinu, says Raman, this is what Chazal meant, ba'omram, ki o ishim ha'ela hei malachim, that these ishim were malachim, shelo yalchinam ha'yo kol ha'sipur hazeh. The Torah didn't just write this for nothing. Rather, lo hidiyenu ki atzas Hashem hisa, that if the Eibishter has an idea, and if there's a plan, a person has a certain destiny in life, he is going to realize that destiny. And sometimes the Eibush is going to send an Ish, or Ishim, and the Ish is the Malach Gavriel, they're Malachim, whoever they are. But these are people that come looking like people, and they're going to send a Yid down the path that he needs in order for him to be able to fulfill his tafkid, in order for this person to be able to do what it is he needs to do with his life. It's an unbelievable Yesod that the Eibishter has a certain destiny in mind for every single person. Some are more dramatic than others, but every single yachid has his tafkid. He has his tachlis in life. And Hashem sends us the people that we need to meet. And the shluchim, the malachim, that are maybe real malachim, or maybe it's just a vayimtza eyuish, that for you personally, he's your malach, to make sure that you're going to be pointed in the direction that you need, so that you'll be able to do what you need to do in your life. Rabbi Akiva's destiny was greater than any destiny of all time. Rabbi Akiva is the kulan aliba de Rabbi Akiva. The whole Torah Shabbat Peh that we have all comes from the great Rabbi Akiva. And in order for Rabbi Akiva to go from being a royal sign, from being an Amaret at the age of 40, to suddenly become the great Rabbi Akiva, he had to find an ish. He needed his proverbial vayimtza eyu ish, like Yosef HaTzadik, to point him in the direction so that he would be able to reach his tafkid. So Rabbi Akiva is sitting in his Beis HaTeven, and it looks like everything is bleak. How's Rabbi Akiva going to go from there to becoming the great Rabbi Akiva? So Eliyahu HaNavi comes. Eliyahu HaNavi sends him, and he gives him a message, something that inspires his wife to inspire him, Shaliv Shalachem Shaloi, and that's how he ends up becoming the great Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva comes home after 12 years. Eliyahu HaNavi is there. It's an ish. It's an ish. The Gemara by us calls him a Rosh. It's a Russia person that Pasha looks wicked. And he's standing over there, he's having a conversation with Rochel, and Punkt Rabbi Akiva overhears this conversation. This is Ashkocha Pratis, Ben Benoishal Ashkocha Pratis, so he should go back for another 12 years. So then now we'll come back with 24,000 Talmidim, and that's when he's going to become the great Rabbi Akiva. It's the end of the 24 years, not the end of the 12 years. And it's through who? It's through an Ish. It's through a Russia. It's through Eliyahu HaNavi, who came posed as such a person. Because Rabbi Akiva had a destiny, and this Ish was going to be the one that was going to set Rabbi Akiva on the destiny. And I was thinking, if you look at the Lashon HaGemara, Eliyahu HaNavi appears in many different places in Shas. And we've spoken about this, even going back to Brachas Daf Gimel, that sometimes Eliyahu HaNavi is referred to as Eliyahu, and sometimes he's referred to as Hagusaba, right? He comes in different forms, and the Chidah, there's different Madregis of Eliyahu, not all the Giluyim of Eliyahu were the same. The Lashon HaGemara was, on Daf Nun Amid Aleph, and yesterday's, 2 days ago's Daf, As Eliyahu, Eliyahu HaNavi came, Idmi Luhayim Ka'anosha. He looked like an Ish. This is a little lush in the Dara Mishuna, maybe. But it was Idmi Lahain Ka'anasha. It was a Vayimta Eyo Ish. That's what it was. It was Eliyahu HaNavi. But it was the Ish, the same Ish that came to Yosef HaTzadik. And he pointed Yosef HaTzadik on his destiny, which at first was not good. Because he ended up in Doisan, and he ended up being sold into slavery, and all the trials and tribulations that Yosef HaTzadik went through. But in the final analysis, Yosef became Yosef because of all the Nisyonis that he overcame in Mitzrayim, and ultimately he was the cause that sent Klal Yisrael into motion. But it all came through a Vayimtzei Eyoish. Rabbi Akiva's destiny came through a Vayimtzei Eyoish. It came through an Oseli that was Idmi Lahayim Ka'anasha. And if a person looks back at his own life, sometimes you can find it. But you can see that there was an Ish or Ishim that a person encounters that somehow changes his course and it changes his destiny. Because says the Ramban, this is one of the lessons that we're supposed to learn from Parashas Vayeshev. This isn't just a lesson for people on the Madrega of Rabbi Akiva and Yosef HaTzadik. This is a lesson that's meant for every single person, that every person has a destiny, every person has a tafkid, and sometimes the Eivishta is going to send an ish that's going to point you in a direction which at first glance might not even seem good. So she gives Rachel gives Rabbi Akiva the advice, and the next thing you know, she's living manish like an aguna for 24 years. Yosef gets sold into slavery, but ultimately that ish sent the person down a road that allowed him to fulfill his tachlis.